Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, it's all about tight jeans, $3,000 worth of Amazon purchases,
AI profile pictures.
Yes, catfishing, a mother-in-law who's going nuts.
Well, that was a lot right there.
Yeah.
Grab some snacks, dive into the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
So I got, clothing shamed yesterday by my daughter.
Clothing shamed. Okay. For your choice and outfits?
Well, okay. So, my wife went to the store yesterday and, you know, took my daughter, and they went and they came back and they had brought along, some pants. She had got me some pants. She was like, you know, they're kind of stretchy. And so I decided I was going to go smaller than bigger, you know, would rather, you know, if they can stretch, then these are pants for me, right?
Okay, yeah, that was your first problem.
She was like, you know, instead of getting you pants that are bigger and baggier, figured I'd get you pants that were, you know, well, whatever.
Stretchier are going to be smaller naturally. For,
yeah, well, yeah. And so she was like, all right, well, you know, if they work, you know, try them on, whatever. We can size them up if you need to. Not a big deal. So I try them on and I, you know, I do the whole thing where I walk over and I show her. And I'm like, hey, what do you think? She's like, all right. Yeah, they look good. She's like, turn around, you know, all that stuff. She's like, yeah, but go ask Zoe, my daughter.
Okay.
She's like, she's going to be the judge. And I'm like, well, if you are giving me the thumbs up and it looks all right, then I'm cool with that. She's like, you know what? You should probably still ask Zoe.
Okay. Ask someone of the younger generation.
Yes.
Yes.
And so I walk into the living room and I'm like, hey, and I don't even get the sentence out. And I see her eyes go big and she put her hand over her mouth.
Oh no, that's not good.
And I go, what do you think? And it was like coming out slowly because in my mind I'm like going, okay, what's going on? She's already told me the answer.
Yeah.
What do you think of these pants?
Yeah, no.
And she goes, oh no, no, you can't wear pants that tight. You can't wear skinny jeans.
Oh no.
And I'm like, are skinny jeans out? And she's like, you cannot wear, my father cannot wear skinny jeans. Basically, that's the thing.
Oh.
It's like, you're my dad. Okay. I can't have you wearing skinny jeans.
These are for younger men.
I don't know. She didn't elaborate on whether or not skinny jeans were in or out.
Oh.
I know that.
Maybe not for your age group.
I know that my daughters, all of them tend to wear baggier pants.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not necessarily into the skinny jean phase that they were maybe, 6 or 7 years ago, but she was like, well, you can't wear these. And so I was like, all right,
shut it down.
Okay. Well, I'm going to wear them anyways.
Oh,
so I'm wearing them today.
Oh, bold move.
and you know,
bold move.
I said, look, I'm going to try these on. I'm going to try them out, see how I feel in them. And, you know, my wife was like, look, sure, try them out. If they don't work, you know, they weren't very expensive. They're less than $20. So she's like, we'll donate them to Goodwill and someone else can get them. And I was like, okay, I guess that's what we'll do. So I'm doing a little test run right now.
Okay. Well, since
they're nice and stretchy,
spend a little chunk of time on the show, you're going to have to post an outfit of the day pick.
Okay.
And let the group chime in.
Outfit of the day.
Yeah. You're going to have to do that. That's the only logical next step here.
And I will say that I have really enjoyed the latest trend or the new fashion of including stretch material in denim jeans.
Oh, yes. I mean, we've been enjoying it for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
There is just no way I can buy anything without stretch in it.
Right. That's pretty nice.
Yeah. So we're going to need a front and a back. In your outfit of the day pick, just FYI, front and back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
Well, this is something that is typically, I guess, annoying in the middle of the night.
Okay.
But a dog barking incessantly.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
Well, in this particular situation ended up being a life-saving situation. This is in a remote mountain village in India. And Rocky is a rescue dog. Its owner had him for about 3 months. Was relentlessly barking and woke up his owner, who got up. It was a rainy night. Started looking around like, what are you barking at? Found a crack in the home's wall. Water rapidly pouring in. He quickly gets his family out and alerts 22 other households to evacuate to higher ground. Moments later, a devastating landslide takes out the village, destroying 12 of the 17 homes.
Wow.
Yeah. So Rocky's incessant barking saved the lives of 67 people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's...
So now they're like, okay, you're such a
so
good
what
dog,
did,
Rocky.
Like, are they saying that he felt some tremors or something like that?
Well, he saw the water rushing in, and I guess thought, well, that's unusual. And okay. Probably, yeah, since, like, the weather was... I don't know, like, what exactly caused the dog barking, but, yeah, there was water gushing in, so maybe the dog knew enough, like, that's unusual.
Okay.
I'm going to bark at the water coming in at me.
I'm going to bark at the water.
Yeah, and so... Dad got up, said, oh, sure. That's not good. Looks outside. Oh, this looks bad. Decides to wake everybody up, and thank goodness he did, because 67 people are alive because of it.
There you go.
Amazing story. We'll tweet out on X at Ben and Kelly Show, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
How about a little stupid fact of the day? This one's a little odd, but I feel it fitting, because we have been experiencing such hot weather recently, correct?
Sure.
So, stupid fact of the day, at least according to one researcher in Great Britain, you can keep your home more than 6 degrees cooler simply by covering your windows in yogurt.
Yogurt?
Mm-hmm.
Yogurt is going to keep it cool?
Yeah, they say it's the most cost-effective solution and doesn't smell that bad. So,
oh, it doesn't smell that bad.
Now,
right.
It's
going to get cooked by the sun, but it's going to smell amazing.
Right. So what they're saying is, when it comes to smell, is that only after the first few minutes will it start to smell. And then once the sun actually cooks it, it goes away. The smell goes away.
Oh, okay, great.
Just a couple minutes while the yogurt is drying, but as soon as it dries, the smell disappears. And I don't really know what inspired the idea to use yogurt of all things, but
it's a little odd.
Yeah, a little odd, but yeah, you can just apply it on from the outside if you want of your window and paint it on with a roller or with your hands or whatever. The claim is it's not that messy. You can actually keep it on for a while, or at least as long as until it rains, right? But you can wash it off with a cloth and water, and it's not really attracting insects or other pests.
Okay, I'm not going to try that.
I guess you're just never going to know. You're never going to feel that nice, cool feel of 6 degrees cooler inside because no yogurt.
I'll just use curtains.
I'll use curtains.
I'm just going to use blackout curtains.
Yeah, I feel like room less darkening messy. Shades would do the same thing, right?
I feel like yes.
Right, right.
And getting more energy efficient windows.
Yeah, then wasting yogurt, which if yogurt is anything like it is in my house, in your house, it gets eaten quickly.
And again, how many windows do you have in your house? We have many. They are big. I don't know. I can't even begin to estimate how many containers of yogurt we would need to buy to slather on all that.
All right. Well, then just effective. Consider it this way. Maybe this is a last resort if the air conditioning in your house goes out and you're just trying to keep...
And curtains disappear?
Yep. Your curtains erupt in flame because it's so hot.
Got it.
Then you can coat your windows in yogurt.
I'll put that in the back pocket.
It has been covered by this researcher there in the UK. Little stupid fact of the day for you. All right?
Thank you for that backup plan. I don't think anyone is going to try ever.
No, but just it's comforting knowing that it's there.
That's great. And I'm glad that they figured out. Somebody figured that out.
Yes.
Because that means that somebody tried it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. It's your stupid fact of the day.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
The other part of that is I don't do windows. Like, I don't clean windows normally. And it feels like there'd be a lot of cleaning involved with slathering yogurt repeatedly. Hey,
yeah,
on
you're right.
Your windows,
If you don't clean windows, no. then right.
That's That's the other part of that.
I get it.
Yeah.
All right, this is Setting the Bar Story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do.
Yeah. How do you get fun things when you don't have a job?
Excellent question.
Well, if you can manage to make it through the day without taking your parents' iPhone and ordering over $3,000 worth of stuff from Amazon while they're sleeping, you're doing okay.
Bold move.
Yeah, I guess the kid is 5. And the parents were shocked to find out he'd ordered a lot of toys on Amazon while they were sleeping.
Oh, gosh.
Now, so this is where I kind of have an issue with this, is obviously there was a phone set up to record this. But the dad kind of goes and is kind of yelling at the kid.
You bought 7 cars on Amazon. 7 ride-on cars on Amazon. You spent over $3,000 on Amazon today. How did you do that? You are in so much trouble.
So the dad's just kind of berating and scolding the kid,
well,
right?
Yes, he had it coming.
You know, if the app is on the phone or the iPad or whatever.
Yeah.
I know we've had to have this talk with our kids too. You can't order stuff.
Yes, ask permission.
You gotta ask permission.
He opened a drawer up underneath the TV console and he found an old iPhone. Charged the phone, got on Amazon. He's 5, but he knows what Amazon is. He's seen us get on it before. Me and my husband's friends that we have, you have to have Face ID to check out on Amazon because that was an updated feature. Well, this old iPhone of mine did not have that updated feature, and I don't know if it's because the app was not updated or what, but he was able to check out just by clicking the Buy Now button, and of course, our cards are logged onto there.
Oh, wow.
See, there it is. The old iPhone didn't have the updated app.
So, you know,
buy now. Super easy.
The kid's like, oh, what do we got here? Well, hey, let's charge it up and see what we can do. And
this is kind of magical. You just hit this little button and things arrive at your house.
Yeah, so.
I want that one.
$3,000. It was like, you know, some army stuff, some G.I. Joe sort of things.
Sure.
And, you know, some basically like boy toys, stereotypical boy toys.
7 ride-on toys. 7.
Yeah.
7 ride-on vehicles.
When 6 is not enough and 8 is too many.
Well, listen, you need a fleet if you're going to be a baller.
Yeah. Setting the bar. How do you get fun things you want when you don't have a job? Well, you just take your parents' iPhone.
Order them.
And order
them. The buy now button's real easy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Order over $3,000 worth of stuff from Amazon while they're sleeping.
Now know that when mom and dad see this stuff show up at the house, they might have some questions.
Sure. That is your Setting the Bar Story, but I'd love to know, what did your kid buy online without you knowing? All right? Do you have any of those stories? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of those stories on the way. What did your kid buy online without you knowing? There was a story of some boys who got a hold of parents' old iPhone, charged it up. There was an Amazon app on it. They clicked on it and then decided, you know what? Let's have a little shopping spree. $3,000 later, some stuff shows up on Amazon. And apparently, there was even like $500 more worth of stuff in the cart waiting to be purchased.
Oh, wow. Like, you know, it's just so they have everything on Amazon and then you could just hit buy now and it comes right to your house.
I know. Consequence free.
Exactly. Until dad gets mad and berates you on TikTok.
Yeah. Jenny texts in and said, 36 pack of glitter slime for the low price of $19.99.
Okay.
Carpet will never be the same. I'll tell you, I remember when my daughter was way into slime and like we found ourselves buying these gallon jugs worth of Elmer's glue and like, this, activator stuff and all sorts of mix-ins. And I'm like, what are we doing here?
Oh, yeah. It's insane. Like, again, it's the carpet and the clothing.
Yeah.
That are the victims of that.
Right.
Jeff says my son bought a dog Halloween costume. Oh. We don't even have a dog. $14.95. It's a hot dog, literally.
Oh, that's funny. Like, you know, sees maybe a costume, like, oh, that's cool.
And maybe it's just wishful thinking, like, hey, if I get the costume, then they have to
then
get
they
me
have
a dog.
To get a wiener dog to go with the hot dog costume.
Solid logic.
Olivia said, my son bought a Minecraft sword replica for $29.99. Didn't know it until it showed up.
Okay. Well, so far, you know, these are manageable.
Yeah, expenses. Manageable things. Right. Exactly.
Tim says, I bet you can't beat a fog machine for $49.99. Why? Because my 5-year-old son said it was to make my room special.
No.
You know what this room needs? Fog.
Fog.
Fog machine.
A new 5-year-old has entered the villa.
Yep. Next time I'm going to add a party light. Oh, disco
yeah.
ball.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, piece
that's
this,
what you need with fog.
You know what? And his son understands that sometimes you got to piece that stuff together.
Right.
You, you
like
can't just go out and purchase it all at the, right. at one time.
Yeah.
I get it.
Bree says my daughter bought an entire case of Takis for about $40. She told me we were out.
I'll tell you, Takis are good, though. They're good.
That's a lot of Takis, though. $40 worth.
Yeah, I was going to say, that is quite a bit. Gina
They'll
said
probably
my,
last.
Yeah. Gina said, my son got into my phone and bought a remote control car with a camera for $150. He was using it to, quote, spy on me in the kitchen.
Why does he need to spy?
I don't know.
Like, what's he up to that he's got to have, like, a
right.
lookout?
Listen, I know exactly how we're going to know exactly where mom is and what her movements are. I need a remote control car, and we're going to have a camera attached to it.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
Teresa, my son decided to get a 1-year subscription to a goat yoga app for $89.99.
What?
Not sure if he knew it would charge me or if he thought we'd be getting goats or what.
They don't have goats, but
nope.
Hey, you know what? This looks fun.
Well, yeah. You know what? Maybe goats come with it.
You know, honestly, and sometimes those apps, they are not very clear.
Right. On if it's a purchase.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You're
so
just downloading the app for free.
Yeah, right. Michael texted, nephew got on my Microsoft account and ordered $300 worth of digital Xbox games.
Ooh, yeah. Again, a lot of times they
gaming.
Probably think they're just free.
Yeah, they're free and they're like,
they're
oh.
not like physical games. They
yeah.
just go to your Xbox.
And you're not literally handing dollar bills over to the,
right.
the guy at the store.
It's magic.
We'll get to one more here on random things your kids bought online without you knowing.
Keith, my sons were playing on the iPad, bought a bouncy house, a full-sized bouncy house for
wow.
$350.
Wow.
Showed up while I was at work.
Okay.
Neighbors thought we were throwing a party. We wound up keeping it.
When you're like,
worth it.
When you're like, well, you know what? It's already
right, it's
here.
It's going to be
it's already.
So much more trouble to try to pack it up and
return
ship it.
Back. Yep, it's already here. Might as well.
Party at Kate's house.
I know. Sometimes, you know, hey, and that is going to be a good addition to a party if and when you have one. So
next birthday party, you're set.
Yeah. All right, good stories. Thank you for that. It's 99.7 DJX. Let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is such a sweet story. A mailman in Texas named Ian
mm-hmm.
ended up adopting a dog he remembered from his old postal route.
Oh.
Floyd, full name, pretty boy Floyd, is a 70-pound German Shepherd Border Collie mix, and the owner was a Vietnam veteran
mm-hmm.
who was confined to a wheelchair.
Mm.
So during his route, Ian got to know Floyd and his owner. He was a service animal, mm-hmm. super friendly dog. It became one of his favorite stops. But a year and a half ago, his route changed. So when he later heard the owner had passed, he was first in line at the shelter to take Floyd in. Here's Ian and a worker at the shelter talking about it.
I first met Floyd about 3 years ago. I was delivering mail.
He loves to hug. I mean, this is kind of like his hug. Treats everybody like a friend, like you've known him forever. I heard a coworker talking about this dog at the shelter, and the description that he was giving him was match Floyd. And I said, hey, you talking about Floyd? He said, yeah.
We heard from someone saying they wanted to adopt Floyd. So his hold was up on a Monday morning, and that particular person named Ian was here at the front door on that Monday morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
That's
and
cool.
So now, yeah, he gets a hang. Floyd's going to be living his best life with his new human who he was already familiar with. So, it, you know, it's just kind of a really sweet, come full circle kind of a situation. And he's such a pretty dog. He is a pretty boy, Floyd.
Aww.
Yeah. You can see the full story at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Sam Aggie, our injury lawyers.
This is the feature of the show where we dive into the nuances of your relationships. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Bailey says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I seriously need your help before I lose it.
Yeah.
So I've been married to my husband for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
The issue? My mother-in-law is still inviting his ex to dinners and outings.
Ooh.
Like things like girls' lunches, shopping trips, happy hours.
Oh.
It's gotten so bad that sometimes I find out after the fact that his ex was there.
Ooh.
I've talked to my husband about it more than once, and all he says is, they're just friends, don't worry about it.
Mm.
Here's the kicker, though. His mom doesn't even know the real reason they broke up.
Mm.
Ready for it? His ex cheated on him.
Okay.
My husband never told his mom.
Mm.
And because of that, I'm pretty sure his mom low-key thinks I'm the homewrecker who came in and broke them up.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm torn. I've tried to play it cool, but I'm starting to feel completely disrespected. I feel like a side character in my own marriage.
Uh-huh.
I'm this close to telling his mom everything just to make it stop, but my husband is adamantly against that.
Mm.
So what do I do? How do I get my mother-in-law to cut the cord with his ex without going full psycho and blowing up the secret my husband is too embarrassed to admit? So please help before I start showing up to things uninvited with receipts.
I think you should start showing up to things uninvited.
Maybe. Maybe.
It's easy for us to say, hey, just do this.
Yeah.
But when you realize it's a marriage and you're going to have to deal with these people for a long time, you got to make sure that you're going about it the right way, right?
Well, and her husband doesn't seem to understand that the ex is getting to have the relationship with mother-in-law that she should be having.
I know. I know. I wonder.
I completely get it.
Couple things that were left out. Like, how long had he been with his ex? Not that it is an excuse by any means, but if Bailey and her husband's courtship was shorter than her husband's relationship with the ex, then I could almost see the mother-in-law is still like, I still like her. I can't quit her yet.
Regardless, they've been married for a year. So, I mean, you know, even if it was a short courtship, it's been a year into the marriage. If mom's waiting around for her son to dump his wife to go back to his ex, she needs to start to get the picture. That's not going to happen. And I feel like, I don't know, how do we convince Bailey's husband that he needs to come clean to his mom? Like, listen, you know, this is why it's
that's
problematic.
That's a tough thing.
Yeah, but
that's
but
a
I
tough
think
thing to say to your mom, for
it,
sure.
Well, sure, but if he explained it to her like, hey, this is what happened. And so now you can see from Bailey's perspective how that's hurtful for you to continue on a relationship with her.
Right. Well, and yes, I think that her husband, Bailey's husband, needs to kind of step up to the plate here because he's definitely siding with the mom here and not Bailey. And
well, he's blowing it off as this is not a big deal. Stop making it a big deal to Bailey. And
right.
It's clearly a big deal because, yeah, she doesn't have as close of a relationship with his mother-in-law because she's too stuck in the past with the ex.
Man.
It is
so crazy.
I almost feel like we need to get him on the phone right. And be like, listen.
Right.
And explain it to him. Like,
yeah.
How do you not understand this is, from Bailey's perspective, how this hurts?
All right, 502-795-1997. I know you've dealt with a mother-in-law, maybe one that still had a thing for your partner's ex, or maybe it was disastrous. Like, give us the warning. Like, hey, don't go down the same road I did. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up. Group therapy. Bailey is dealing with a mother-in-law who still is in contact with her husband's ex, and to the point where they're getting lunches, they're going shopping, they're doing little happy hours, and she's finding out after the fact.
Yeah, it's like basically the ex is getting to have the relationship with the mother-in-law that she should
yeah,
be having.
Yeah, that she
with her
should be having. Yes.
Yes, and I guess mother-in-law doesn't know the reason that husband and ex broke up was that she cheated.
Not Bailey.
No. The ex cheated on, you know, mother-in-law's son. Now, And I guess she looks at Bailey as the homewrecker.
Yeah, I mean, that
came in and swooped in and kind of wrecked the situation.
That's what Bailey suspects.
Yeah.
Man.
And, you know, her husband thinks it's no big deal. They're just friends. But it's, you know, it's hurtful because, again, she's kind of the ex is getting to have the relationship that she should be having with her mother-in-law.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying you've got to have that conversation with mother-in-law. You got to tell her. I mean, and I wonder if mother-in-law is like kind of set in her ways and is not receptive to that, you know?
I mean, it could be. But Aaron is like on Facebook, tell her. Wanda is tossing this out there. Are you sure her husband is telling you the truth about why they broke up?
Oh, like maybe her husband was the one who was stepping out or whatever.
Maybe.
Rather than, and he just kind of threw his ex under the bus and said, yeah, she cheated. That's why we broke up.
Maybe. That could very well be.
I got another text from a listener. My ex mother-in-law told me that my soon-to-be husband's one true love was his first wife. That sat for the almost 16 years of marriage when he then had an affair with her.
Oh, boy.
Have the talk now before it festers in your relationship and it blows up.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. This is just awkward. Awkward all the way around. And, you know, basically, we've got to nip this in the bud now.
Yes.
Before year two, year three, year four go by and you still have resentment for your mother-in-law. And you shouldn't.
Yes. Elizabeth says, nope, 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 nope. I would quit going to functions where she's involved. And when she asks why, you tell her why. Let her know that you don't care that she's in contact with her, but you don't need her involved in your circle or things that you're invited to. That seems disrespectful. And your husband needs to say something. Yeah, a lot of people are kind of united in the fact that your husband needs to step in.
Yes.
And yeah, and just kind of paint the picture more to his mom. Like, look at how this looks to my wife.
Well, and doesn't necessarily need to say, hey, so-and-so was the cheater, so-and-so was this, but maybe just say, hey, Bailey didn't break us up.
Right.
Like, don't accuse her of that. We were already on our way out. Like, if you don't want to say the reason, and I'm talking to the husband right now, then, mm-hmm. then, you know, just basically tell your mom that Bailey's not the problem. Like,
and the fact that Bailey wants to have a relationship with her, but mm-hmm. feels like that,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah,
she can't because of that situation.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. That's tough.
Really tough.
Yeah. Keep us posted for sure. And let us know what happens. That is group therapy. So Google posted the top five is it rude questions that we've been Googling, right? So I thought we would just take a look at some of those questions and determine whether or not they are actually rude. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So first one, is it rude to refuse a gift?
Ooh, I think overall, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Like, unless it's like super elaborate, over the top, like super expensive, maybe borderline inappropriate.
Borderline inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if it's from someone that's probably inappropriate.
Oh, you mean like ex?
Like if a boss is giving you lingerie.
Lingerie, right.
I'd refuse that.
Right. You'd say, no, thank you, though. Appreciate the thought.
Right.
Do you even say
thought?
Do you say appreciate the thought?
Nope, I don't think we do. I just think, nope, I feel like
you
that's
inappropriate.
You don't
want them to even think about that.
Nope.
Hey, when you were looking at this lingerie, I so am happy that you thought of me.
Yeah, nope. But I don't think that's a typical scenario that a lot of people have to face. Yeah.
Well, I hope not.
But I feel like if it's a small, sweet gift. Now, if it's really over the top and super expensive and or inappropriate, then no, it's not rude.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's rude to refuse.
Ever?
Like, you know, even if it's just something small, it's like, oh, no, it's all right. You keep it, you know?
Okay.
I get that, yes, it could be, I don't know. That's too much of, there's too many gray areas in that statement to just be cut and dry, right?
Okay, so what does Google say? Google says generally yes, it's considered rude to refuse a gift. Accepting a gift graciously, even if you don't particularly like it, is usually the more polite approach. That's according to Google AI.
All right. Well, I guess I differ from Google this time.
There is a link, though, of when it might be acceptable to refuse. Probably involves lingerie from the boss.
Next one. Is it rude to wear sunglasses indoors?
Rude to wear. I mean, I think it's odd because.
I think it's odd, but I don't think it's rude.
I don't think it's rude. I think it's a little weird because the purpose of sunglasses is to keep the sun out of your eyes. And if you're inside, you don't have to worry about that. Now, there are some reasons, like what if you had like eye surgery?
Right.
Or something like
that. Right, right. And there are circumstances. And I guess maybe we're just assuming that, hey, your eyes are normal. Everything's fine. Why are you wearing sunglasses?
You don't need the sunglasses inside.
Exactly, exactly. I still don't think it's rude. I just think it's weird. Whatever.
It's weird. Exactly.
All right. Top is it rude questions. Is it rude to invite someone to a bridal shower and not the wedding?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That has been Googled that much?
Yes. Because I feel like if you're invited to the bridal shower, you know the bride pretty well. Because I feel like that's a more intimate gathering than the wedding.
Wow.
Because I feel like more fringe people make it to the wedding than do a bridal shower.
Wow.
Yeah. You're a close friend to the bride if you're going to the bridal shower.
I'm just
bringing a gift.
Now I'm just waiting for a group therapy to come through with, hey, can I do this?
Or, hey, I was invited to the bridal shower, but not the wedding.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. What gives?
Isn't that rude? I feel like it's rude.
Okay. So are we saying yes on that one?
I feel like yes.
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 All right.
Do you want me? Should we find out what Google said?
I mean, I think Google's going to say agree, right?
I feel like, but they didn't on the first one. Hang on. Copy and paste it. It says, yes, it's generally considered rude and inappropriate to invite someone to a bridal shower, but not the wedding.
Yeah.
Again, bridal shower is meant to celebrate the upcoming wedding with close friends and family who will be attending the wedding.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
Yes.
A couple more. Is it rude to stare at someone?
Yes. Also odd.
It's like the toddler stage where the toddlers have zero a social understanding of that and just sit there and stare.
Right.
And you're like checking out at a
picture. It'll last longer.
Well, you're like checking out at a grocery store and the kid behind you just staring at you. You're like, what?
Yeah. It's like, what? It starts to make you self-conscious. Is there something on my face?
What are you looking at?
Is there a stain on my clothes?
What
is going on?
Is it rude to stare at someone?
Yeah, so, Google says yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's rude to stare at someone.
Yeah.
It can
All
make
right.
people feel uncomfortable, self-conscious, even targeted.
One last one. Is it rude to go to a restaurant an hour before it closes? I'm going to say no. But if it's a sit-down restaurant, then usually if it's a sit-down restaurant, don't they stop? Oh, maybe not. Maybe they don't.
Well, Google didn't have an answer but it brought up a Reddit thread. It says an hour before close is absolutely fine, but don't linger.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I would say if it's not necessarily a sit-down restaurant, you can just take your stuff and go. You could go 15 minutes before it closes and be fine. But you're getting into that danger zone where I worked in food service. Man, you see
someone
that.
Someone walks in, you're like,
You are walking to lock the door and someone walks in. You're like, dang it!
You're not locking the door an hour before close.
No. I'm saying like if you close at 10 and you're walking up there to lock it at 10 and someone sneaks in, you're like, dang it!
Yeah.
No. All right.
That is absolutely rude to a sit-down restaurant. Well, and at that point, I think you can say, no, we close at 10.
Yeah, well.
If someone's walking in at 10, you close at 10, you can tell them we close at 10.
Yeah, I know, but then you got to engage with them and tell them all that stuff. It's easier if they just come to a locked door.
But again, what if as you're locking it and there's no, you can't avoid the interaction. They're right there.
Kelly.
Ben.
Yeah. So there you go.
An hour. We're fine.
Yeah. An hour. I think you're good.
Just, yeah. All right. Don't be lingering.
All right. So there you go. Just a few of the top, is it rude questions going through. Is it rude to refuse a gift? The lingerie is lovely. Thank you so much for thinking of me,
boss. I didn't get you the same thing for Boss's Day. Sorry.
Right. It's not quite my size, but I appreciate it. 99.7 DJX. Wow. I know we had a little fun with the AI features on, you know, Meta earlier. It's 99.7 DJX. Like, we imagined what it would look like if Kelly or I were a superhero. Or...
we looked amazing, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, like, hair's never been better.
Oh, my hair was so glorious.
I know.
I'm jealous of my AI superhero persona.
Right, I know. My hair was so great. Mad. It looked flowy and thick.
I'm actually mad I saw it now, because now I want that.
Yeah, like what we would look like as a doctor, what we would look like as, you know, restaurateurs.
Working in a pizzeria.
Yeah, working in a pizzeria. We fashioned ourselves as a 90s sitcom parents, moms.
That was not a good post. Why did you do that? That was not... no one needed to see that. That wasn't good at all for either one of us.
I'm just saying
especially
that...
especially you, sir.
Well, look.
Especially you.
It
was bad.
It gave me kind of the pouch below
you
the...
you look like a mom.
The waist.
Yeah, it was not
awkward,
good.
Awkward pouch there.
Ooh. It was not good.
But, you know, it was AI, and we were just having fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
No harm, no foul, right?
I need you to put down your phone occasionally.
What should be our next one?
No. No. Oh, maybe pop stars. Make us into, like, a pop duo.
Okay. Let me see if I can do that. I got to remember how to do it, because sometimes...
Was it in Facebook?
It was on Meta. I don't know. Yeah, it is something like that, but I'll figure it out. Okay. Anyways, that's not the whole point of this.
What's the point? Let's get to it.
The point of it is, if you know, I'll see these as profile pictures every now and then. Like, you know, these AI, pictures of people as profile pictures. I don't think anything of it.
It's false advertising, really, honestly.
That's what you think?
Yes, 1,000%.
So if you saw that with your flowy golden hair?
It's false advertising. I'm going to call myself out on that. I'm not going to do that. That's not what I look like.
All right. Well, our listener, Sarah, would like to talk to you about that. Because I think that is the source of her date. And she said she thought she'd hit up her besties to see if we can help figure it out.
Okay.
Figure out why her date only lasted 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Love a challenge.
Absolutely.
Without actually talking to her, we'll try to sort it all out coming up next, okay? On 99.7 DJX. Maybe this is like a little Ben and Kelly court. An AI overreaction or catfishing here? Got a message from Sarah.
Yeah, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I had one of the shortest first dates in history, and I'm still trying to figure out what exactly happened. So I thought I'd hit up my besties to see if you can help me figure it out.
All right.
I'm single, and I recently matched with this guy on a social media dating app.
Mm-hmm.
We agreed to meet for drinks, and I was honestly looking forward to it. He seemed pretty chill in the messages.
Sure.
So we meet up, we get seated, and not even 3 minutes in, he excuses himself to go to the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
Comes back 5 minutes later, pulls out his phone, opens my dating profile right there at the table.
Oh.
He points to my profile picture and asks, where did you get this taken?
Oh.
I was honest. I told him I used AI to generate the picture. It's still me, just with a little smoothing and some good lighting, you know, like a high-end filter.
Yeah, sure. I get it.
I don't look like a totally different person. I wasn't trying to catfish him. I just liked how it came out and felt that it still looked like me on a really good day.
Okay.
But the second I said that, I could see his whole vibe changed.
Mm.
His face fell a little. And then before we even ordered any drinks, he says, I'm sorry, I actually have to go.
Oh.
Gets up and leaves.
Okay.
That was it. No let's reschedule. No nice to meet you. Just gone.
Oh.
Haven't heard from him since.
Okay.
So now I'm wondering, does he think that I was trying to catfish him?
Mm-hmm.
Is using AI on your profile pic that big of a red flag?
Mm.
Because I see it as just another filter. It's not like I'm a troll trying to pass myself off as a supermodel.
Uh-huh.
I've attached the picture so you can see for yourself. Please don't post it. Am I crazy for thinking okay. that it was a total overreaction?
Okay. If it looks like us as superheroes.
I would call that catfishing.
Are you?
Look at us.
No. Us. I'm saying you're calling it catfishing. Catfishing means you're deceiving someone. Obviously, right. That's not right.
No, but
obviously,
but also,
that's a fake.
I feel like you need to not use AI for profile pics. You need to put a genuine picture of yourself. You can put,
okay.
like, good lighting
okay,
for the picture.
Okay, Kelly, so what about all of
the
heart filters that you use whenever you post anything?
Absolutely, because I look amazing.
Oh, okay, so is that catfishing? It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Because
it's a filter.
It's not AI. It's a filter.
Right. Isn't AI a filter?
I think AI is a little more aggressive.
But I feel like it's a filter. Is it not?
Well, if he obviously thought that she looked different enough. He felt deceived.
Okay, so I'm looking at the photo that I'm not supposed to post or anything.
Sure.
And it doesn't look like it's AI much.
She also didn't include an actual picture of her.
Well, I just looked at her Facebook picture.
Oh, you went and stalked her Facebook?
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, it's yes, it's different, but it's not outrageously different.
Mm.
Like she said, it puts a glow on her, and the background's kind of interesting.
The background's interesting. Okay. But so you don't think it was different? It was way out of line different.
I don't think it was different enough that this guy should have freaked out and said, okay. I'm out.
Okay. All right. Well, he did, and that's why we're here. So what are you ruling in favor of her? Like, keep doing
it? No, I'm asking... Right now, have you ever, or would you, not would you, I guess would you with an asterisk, would you be okay with someone on a dating app using an AI-generated picture?
I say as a best practice, don't.
Well, again, I think that's along the lines of a filter, just using a filter. So
I
don't
see
what the
difference
is. I feel
like it's more aggressive than a filter.
All right.
A filter can change lighting and stuff. AI can actually change, like, other things a little bit more significantly.
All right.
I think it's a slippery slope.
502.
I think if you're trying to put an authentic, you know, picture of yourself up there,
mm-hmm.
I think it's better.
I think
so you don't get accused of misrepresenting
again,
yourself.
Again, I think this person date that she went on, Sarah went on, was freaking out a little bit. And
well,
just...
obviously he's a little maybe superficial that he didn't even stick around to give her the time of day at all to even try to figure out, you know, who she is as a person.
Yeah. What do you think? What's your story? Have you actually ditched a date because of their profile picture was completely different,
right,
than what you saw in real life?
That I feel like is more acceptable for someone to just kind of cut the date off early. Now, you know, for Sarah, was it a little premature? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't know. And maybe she, again, dodged a bullet with that one. She doesn't want to waste her time on someone that's going to put that much stock into looks.
True. 502-795-1997 is our number. We'll take some of your stories coming up on 99.7 DJX. So if you use AI on your profile picture, is that catfishing? It's 99.7 DJX. There are a lot of people who think, yes, it is.
Yeah, Danielle says, I went on a date once, and when the guy met me for the first time, he said, oh my gosh, you actually look like your picture. Looks like that's been happening a lot.
I was going to say, probably he's used to not getting what he expected.
Yep, Sarah sent a meme. Stop editing your pics. What if you go missing? How can we find you if you look like Angelina Jolie on Instagram and a potato in real life?
Oof.
A potato.
So Amy said, honestly, I'm against doing filters. Went on a date from a dating app. The guy used some sort of AI or filter that shaved like 20 pounds off of him, made his nose smaller. And honestly, it wasn't who I thought I was going to get when they showed up, but finished the date.
Okay.
He was very polite, very kind. Demmer went on a second date. Honestly, it just comes down to love yourself enough to know you're worth somebody seeing you for who you are and not some sort of make-believe version. I really think
that's very solid.
Yeah. I mean, look. there's something to be said for filters and then just using makeup. It's like, why do we use makeup? Why do we wear eyeliner? Why do we wear, you know, things like that? When
makeup doesn't change, like, it, you know, overall, like in a drastic way, how you look. For the most part, like people just use a normal amount of makeup. It just, it makes some of your features pop a little bit more. Now, Kimberly says, I honestly don't think that anything should be changed on your picture. Any filters or changes are deceiving, and I just don't feel they should be used. Also, don't post a picture of yourself from 10 years ago.
Oh.
I feel a little attacked by that one because our show pictures haven't been updated in a while, and I'm fine with that.
Yeah, you know what? My beard has zero gray in it, and I'm fine.
Show picture again. I'm fine with that.
I was gonna say my beard is grayless, and I'm good.
Wrinkles?
That's right. You know, I think we're good. So
it's fine.
You know what, Kimberly? You can just stay over there. You can just stay over there. We're not going to. That's funny.
I know, but here's the thing. When it comes down to, why do you want to run the risk of that disappointed look when you meet someone for the first time?
Maybe, right? Maybe you're just thinking,
expecting something, and then you walk in, they're kind of like, oh.
Yeah, but maybe you're thinking, okay, hey, if I go to a dark enough place and
they
I wow
won't
them
be able to tell.
And I wow them with my personality, I just want to get a foot in the door. It's like lying on your resume, right? You're lying on your resume to get a job, then you get that interview, or you get the
also
interview.
Also not a best practice.
Not
Are
a best practice.
Are we endorsing that now,
Well,
too?
Hey, look, work for me.
Really? And now you're
I said
manager.
I had years of experience.
Oh, my gosh.
Years of experience.
Seriously, this is going downhill quickly.
No, I'm
going
saying
down
it's
a
just
bunch
like,
of side streets that are not good.
It's just like lying on a resume, is it not? Just I'm assuming, you know, the AI photo, the picture, whatever, is just to get in the door. And then once they get in the door, they're thinking, okay, now at least I've got the sit down, I've got the interview, and now I can wow them with my engaging personality.
No, neither scenario is a best practice. We don't lie on our resume, and we don't lie in
Listen,
our profile pic.
You're being a little bit too judgy to me right now. Okay.
You wouldn't be where you are without a little bit
okay.
of judging.
Listen. You're being a little judgy to me right now.
Did you really lie on your resume?
So I'm going to need you to just retract and step back a little bit. You're up here. I'm going to need you down here. Okay.
This is great. Oh, this is great. We're learning a few more things about you, Ben Davis. Kimberly is like, exactly, Kelly. Thank you. Yes, I don't think it's a best practice.
No, remember, we're not really accepting any more text messages from Kimberly.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. I feel like you're setting yourself up for a bad experience if you're using AI to create a picture of you. Let's just put your best, you know, picture up there. You have your makeup, have your hair, pick out a cute outfit, and you'll get a good picture. Everyone can get a good picture when you feel like you're looking cute.
Okay.
You don't need to have AI doctor the things, especially
sure.
shaving off the pounds and all sorts of stuff.
I still think in our original for Sarah's original thing, looking at her photo that she attached. Now, I don't know if that's actually the photo that was on her social media or her dating profile, but
well,
it doesn't
yes,
look
it
like
was.
It does. Well, I'm saying she could have sent me anything else. Like, I don't know if that's actually, I don't have her dating profile up. I don't know.
No, but she said that was the picture she
did. Well, I know. We're trusting her. That's what I'm saying, Kelly. We're trusting
her
that she's
a liar.
I'm not. I'm just saying that if that is her picture, then it doesn't look that much different than her. So I'm saying it shouldn't have been a huge deal to this guy. I think he was just a weirdo.
Okay.
All right.
So you're endorsing keep doing it. Keep using that picture.
Sure.
It worked out so
sure.
well the first time.
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. Okay. Maybe you can All last right. 17 minutes rather than 15 the next time. All right. We're done. This is stupid. It's 99.70 JX. There was a wow skill that I always thought was like next level growing up. I always envied everybody who could do it. And then I realized it was just actually kind of dumb. It's 99.70 JX.
Okay.
And that's rolling your tongue. Like, I don't know how I can. Not, I'm not talking about like rolling your R's like that.
Right.
I'm talking about like rolling your tongue, like making it look like a U. I don't have the skills or muscle quality to be able to do that to my mouth. And I thought that was such an amazing skill.
An amazing flex.
That people would do. And I'm like, hey, everybody, let's roll our tongues. I'm like, I can't.
I don't know if anyone would ever say that.
Well, you never had those parties?
No.
Boy.
Nope. Am I not living that no one, I've never been to a party where everyone's like, okay, now let's roll our tongues.
Now let's everyone roll our tongues.
What kind of parties are you going to?
Well, apparently fun parties.
Oh,
where I feel left out because I can't roll my tongue. Oh. But someone had gotten on Reddit and said, hey, what wow skill is secretly super easy to learn? And I was like, man, it's got to be rolling tongues. And then, you know, I realized maybe it's not a skill that you learn so much as just you can either do it or you can't.
Right. That I think that comes along with like if you're either flexible or you're not.
Well, you can get flexible.
Naturally. I mean, you can with a lot of work, maybe.
Wasn't that what like stretching does? Stretching, you can get flexible.
There are people that are naturally just that. Like they can just naturally just do the splits.
You mean people that are like double jointed and stuff like that?
Stuff like that, yes. But you are also just naturally very bendy. And you don't have to like work up to that and do all the stretching to eventually get
well
there.
Also stretching helps.
Sure, but again, you know what I'm talking about though. Some people are naturally just gifted that way and they don't have to work at it by doing months and months and months of stretching just a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more to get there.
Grr.
Yes.
Rats on them.
Exactly. I call that a skill. Like you're blessed in that area with natural ability to do that.
Super easy to learn origami. That could be a skill, you know, folding paper. Origami. Okay. I used to do that a lot when I was younger. Not so much anymore.
Okay.
Sure. Magic, another one that made the list. Like card trick magic.
Okay. Well, yes, I feel like if you know the little secrets to that, then yeah.
So far, I'm not especially good at any of these. Lock picking.
Why do you need to pick locks? I feel like that's going to be the slippery slope into a life of crime.
Well,
You know how to pick any lock, I was like, oh, well, sometimes nothing's going to keep me out.
Sometimes you got to be places that people don't want you to be. What else are you going to do?
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, in our old building, we had it was a door to an office or something like that, but you could easily pick the lock, but it wasn't so much
card?
It wasn't so much picking the lock, it was just sliding a credit card down and you could get into locked doors.
That was such a secure room
building.
Leave your valuables there.
Learning stars and constellations is another wow skill. That is kind of cool to be able to like look up in the sky and be like, oh look, there's Orion, oh look, there's
the Big Dipper.
Capricorn, oh look, there's Sagittarius, right, the Big Dipper.
It's fun.
Balloon animals
is another one.
Okay. So balloon animals. My niece got a balloon, like animal sort of pump kit. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
You have to have the certain right kind of balloons. It's not going to work with just regular balloons.
Right. So, I'm over at their house and I'm like, you know, I know how to do balloon animals. And she's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. How hard could it be?
I'm thinking to myself. You misrepresented your skill level at
absolutely.
That point.
Uh-huh. So I blow up a thing and I start twisting stuff and I'm like, look, a sword. And I like start twisting stuff and
it's just twisting.
Look,
like,
a hot dog.
Twisting.
And then I'm twisting. Look, it's a dog without legs.
Did they look anything like that?
I could only do like maybe two or three things.
Okay.
And they were very remedial.
But they were probably really impressed though, right?
Yeah.
It just depends on your audience.
Juggling three balls is on that list. And
if
I practice more, I could get better, but I can juggle three balls, but not very, very well. I mean, I can juggle two balls pretty easily, but three, that gets a little bit more difficult.
I'm always impressed with people that can juggle.
Can
that looks really, no, I can't do it at all.
No.
Not at all. And I'm super impressed. Like that, I feel like you belong in the circus if you can juggle.
Like I can do it.
You should
I just need to practice a little bit more. But I know the basic skills to be able to juggle. So,
okay. And apparently, now I doubt this. Playing the guitar, you can learn 4 or 5 chords and play a ton of songs.
That was
really.
That was another thing. I tried to teach myself from a book, and I learned quickly that that's not how I learn.
Yeah, no. I think my husband bought a really nice guitar and like this whole kit, like this, you know, sheet music and a book and manual. Mm-hmm. It's like, learn how to play the guitar with this simple system, and he gave up pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's easy because then your fingers start to hurt and then you're not getting it and you're like, this is stupid. I hate this instrument.
Yes, exactly. All of it.
All right. So I guess if you learn some of those skills, those wow skills, you can wow your friends. So, okay. I guess we're going back to, lock picking a good one.
No, I don't think lockpicking's a good one. I don't think that that's something that we whip out.
Balloon animals.
Yeah, balloon animals.
You'd be the life of the party, balloon animals.
Magic tricks on cards.
Yes,
fun,
magic
juggling.
Tricks are always good, for sure.
Yeah, right. Wow factor. Yeah.
It's 99.7 DJX. Feel good story coming up. Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do.
Right. Everyone deserves the opportunity to unwind, right? Have a little fun. Just be careful you don't turn into a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without twerking on top of a police cruiser while the officer is in the car, then you're doing okay. Yeah.
Bold move.
Bold move, that is for sure. From Cleveland 19 News.
Wild scene caught on camera. Some people are in some twerking trouble after what you see in this video. The provocative dance has been around for decades, but I've probably never seen it done like this on the hood of a police vehicle.
I mean, the anchor's like, I mean, it's been around for years.
Yes.
You know, the twerk that these kids do.
To be fair, it's not the first time it's been done on a police cruiser either.
Yeah,
I believe we have featured that on the program before.
Yeah, so this out of the Cleveland area, there were police that were kind of hanging out in the parking lot of kind of a strip mall. But in this strip mall, there was a club that a lot of people like to go to, right? And so they were just hanging out, just making sure there was no, you know, issues or anything that would happen. And the
party continued to the street.
And so a few women walked by the cruiser and the dash cam was going and the cop was in the car
and twerked
on the hood of the car.
A group of females walked by the cruiser and then returned back around this way. One of them climbed up on the push bumper and began to dance on the push bumper.
How was what? That? Yeah.
And she's probably thinking, he can't get mad when these moves are so good.
And then another two females came walking around the other way as well, climbed up on the side of the car, standing on and dancing on the hood.
Oh no.
How did they not think that they were gonna have some words about that?
Listen, when the music's inside you, Kelly.
It's time for the circulator.
I'm shaking what my mama gave me.
That's right.
And then another one then climbed up on the wheel and then onto the hood of the cruiser as well.
So here's the fun part of the whole thing. The cop wasn't able to like get them then, but they did use AI technology.
Because they had clear pictures of their faces from the dash cam. It was right there.
Yes.
It was real up close.
So they used the software that searches social media accounts and all sorts of other databases, and it confirmed the identity of the three women. So they got busted.
Just like FYI, police cruisers are not a great dancing stage. Not a dance floor. Let's not do that.
However, when the music gets you.
When the beat drops, though.
I know. When the twerkulator alarms go off, you got to answer the call, Kelly.
When the beat drops, so does the booty.
You got to answer the call.
No, you don't. Not on a cop car, please. Thanks so much.
All right. That's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. By the way, we have the show up on the podcast, WDJX.com. If you miss anything from the show, you can always catch up right there. We started the show with whether or not my pants were too tight. And the whole reason we brought this up is because I got outfit shamed a little bit by my daughter. There were new pants bought for me yesterday.
Your wife was like, thumbs up, but go ask Zoe because she's really the authority.
Right, exactly. And so I didn't even get all the way into the room, the living room where she was, where she put a hand over her mouth. And
her eyes got wide.
Her eyes got wide, and she was like, no, you can't wear those skinny jeans. And so I was thinking to myself, I'm like, are they really that skinny? I don't know. They are a bit like, they have stretchy material, so they do hug the curves a little bit.
They hug the curves and anything that's in your pocket.
Okay, Kelly, would it be awkward if I said there was nothing in my pocket?
It's really awkward because it's square. So that's
talent.
A little bizarre.
That's what that is. Talent. Okay. That's talent.
Anyway, we thought we'd let the peanut gallery, the jury decide. So we put it up on Instagram. And if you, it's a little thumbs up if you think it's too skinny,
mm-hmm.
a little heart mm-hmm. reaction if it's just right.
Okay.
And so far, we have three reactions, one of them being your wife.
Okay.
And they're all hearts.
Okay, that's
so
good.
Just
on,
right.
On Facebook, yeah, and it's on Facebook, too, so you can see that there if you don't have Instagram or whatever, at Ben and Kelly Show. There are more loves than likes, so that's good.
So you know, I feel like it's working in your favor.
I guess for now.
You keep rocking them.
I guess for now. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Jury's still out?
Yeah, I just have to see how, you know, they are comfortable because they're stretchy material.
Yes.
So that's nice.
And you get Destiny chimed in on Facebook, could be worse.
You know what? You're right, Destiny. It always could be worse. It always could be worse.
And then Elizabeth is worried about your comfort. It's going to be a hot day. Hope you don't sweat.
Well, and then a lot of people are posting the meme of Ross Geller from Friends where with the baby powder and the leather pants.
Yes.
So,
but yes, if you go to the count, you have 7 thumbs up, meaning too skinny. You have 28 hearts.
Okay.
Which means just right.
All right, perfect.
So if we're going with majority rules, right. You keep rocking those skinny jeans.
All right, you know what? They're low numbers, but I'll take it. It's fine.
But the black on black, bold choice. It's an all black outfit and
it
then
is.
A black hat. It's a monochromatic look today.
I know. I put the hat on late because I didn't have my hair done and I didn't want to take a picture without my hair
it's
done.
Very emo.
Yeah.
It's a very emo band look.
Yep. For sure.
Yeah.
So, all right, that'll do it for us. Guys, if you missed anything, catch up on the podcast at WDJX.com. I don't know if you can hear alarms going off in the background, but...
Yeah, looks like some sort of a missing juvenile report, yeah.
All right, yeah. All right, so there you go. Yeah, like I said, catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Anything else?
That's it.
All right, guys, have a good one. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.